All right, Alexander, let's do a super quick video on the meeting, the summit meeting in Geneva between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. They've already started the meeting as we're filming this video. And they say the meeting will take place. The full agenda should be around 4 or 5 hours until everything's completed. They're going to do this this initial meeting, which is a more intimate meeting, they're calling it, between the two presidents and the foreign ministers of each country. And then I imagine they're going to go into much more in-depth discussions with more people involved. And then we're going to have, from what I gather, press conferences, but solo press conferences. They're not going to be meeting the press together. And there's also one more thing. There's also no plans. This is an interesting one. There's no plans for a one-on-one discussion between Biden and Putin. That means no foreign ministers, nobody, just those two leaders in a room together discussing whatever they need to discuss. So Alexander, real quick, let's just do a quick preview and then we'll do a wrap-up video, most likely tomorrow, when all this wraps up, which will be, I imagine, pretty late in the evening, London time, early evening London time. So, Alexander, what's your thoughts on this
Well,
meeting?
the first thing to say is that the structure is an absolutely classic one. Firstly, you have a meeting with the leaders and their immediate aides, and then you have a working meeting, a plenary meeting, in which the delegations meet together, both delegations, and chart some sort of way forward based upon whatever was discussed in the smaller meeting, the smaller format meeting. The fact that there is no one-to-one meeting between Putin and Biden, as there was between Putin and Trump, and as there was between, say, Gorbachev and Reagan, in fact, says it all. It gives you some idea of how carefully controlled the US is keeping this whole discussion. They're not exposing Biden to a one-to-one meeting with Putin. They don't want him to make any kind of promises to Putin or say anything to Putin which might land him into trouble. And at the same time, they don't want to create any suggestions that there's sort of private discussions between the two of them. Now, I think you can get some idea of where this is heading from the people who are going to be there alongside Putin and Biden. The National Security Advisors, Patrushev and Sullivan, will be there. Now, they're the two people who provided all the groundwork for the discussion. Sullivan is somebody who is known to want some sort of opening up to Russia, a more flexible policy towards Russia, so that the US can focus on China instead. And that is the big unnamed topic in this discussion. The other person who's going to be there, and who Putin is bringing with him, I don't know whether there's an analogous official from the US, is General Gerasimov, who is the chief of the Russian General Staff. So the fact that he is there, I suspect, is intended to build up contacts between the two militaries, the Russian military and the Pentagon, and perhaps chart some way forward towards a reconstruction of the strategic arms limitation system that existed and which is all but completely broken down. And that's probably, I suspect, what the greater part of the discussion is going to be about. But on the fundamental issues that re really are causing all the trouble, which, to be very clear, are Ukraine, Belarus, the whole attempts at interference in Russian internal affairs, which is much on an infinitely bigger scale than anything that the Russians have been doing in the US. On those sort of hot topic issues, I'd suspect there's going to be very little discussion at all. 5 hours sounds like a lot. But given how complicated the relationship between the Russians and the Americans is, it's nowhere near enough to get to achieve any real breakthroughs or agreements at a summit like this. So a quick discussion, probably touching on those points, and some movement towards getting some agreement on strategic arms with and to establish links or connections or communications between the two militaries.
Yeah, it's really not that long of a meeting, to be quite honest. No, Very short. Real quick, Biden said that it's and there's a quote. He says it's always better to meet face to face with a leader like Putin. He also had he was also thrown some questions the other day in Brussels about Putin being a killer. Biden had a bit of a brain freeze there, real creepy laugh, and then a brain freeze. He brought up Navalny was brought up a lot by the press as well. In a disturbing way, in my opinion, because they're always linking Navalny to some sort of tragic outcome, some sort of tragic death, which really spooks me a little bit. And maybe, I don't know, I think Navalny needs to be very careful because the deep state may be up to something. And finally, Putin said, quote, that he's hoping for productive talks.
Well, indeed, absolutely. Let's just to mention Navalny, I predict there'll be very little said at this summit about Navalny. If they talk about Navalny, I mean, they've only got 5 hours. I mean, they're never going to finish is the straightforward answer. I mean, Navalny, if you start introducing those kind of elements, you're just wasting time, basically. But the suggestion that was made to Putin during that NBC interview that he somehow guarantee Navalny's life, I mean, I found that incredibly spooky and incredibly troubling. Who can ever guarantee anybody else's life? I mean, that's a bizarre thing to say. I mean, you know, the United States couldn't guarantee Jeffrey Epstein's life. So how on earth is Putin going to be able to guarantee any one person's life? That's an absurd argument and a ludicrous one. And it does make one wonder what the agenda really is with Navalny. And you're quite right. I would be very worried and concerned if I was him.
He, I mean, that's needs to be careful. He needs to be careful. Not from the Russian side. Absolutely. He needs to be careful from...
Absolutely. Not from the Russian side, exactly. And can I just... I mean, they've got no interest in seeing him die, but others may. And the other thing I was going to simply say briefly is this, all this about Putin killer and all of that. Putin, in an interview, his NBC interview, said that he couldn't remember ever Biden telling him that you have no soul. He said that he'd had no recollection of this comment or this exchange. But of course, it's still being rehashed and repeated as if Biden really said it. I would have thought that if Biden really did say something like that, Putin would remember. But there we are.
Yeah, maybe we should ask Corn Pop. He may know. And finally, Alexander, one final thing before I wrap it up. And really, this is going to be a short video because we just don't have any news until the summit is over. So this is just kind of a real quick preview. Very, very quickly, we also have the news story that Biden reportedly says he stopped going after Nord Stream because he didn't want to upset their ally, the U.S.'s ally, Germany.
Yeah, I genuinely believe, and I really continue to believe, that this is the cover story. They don't want to say that they did this as a concession to the Russians, because just imagine what the Republicans and the hardline Democrats and the deep state people would be saying if he did. So they have to make out that it was all done in order to keep dear Angela happy. So that's the cover story for it. In truth, if they'd slapped sanctions on Nord Stream 2, there would not be a summit meeting today. It's as simple as that. There is no conceivable way that Putin would turn up and meet Biden in Geneva if there had been some sanctions like that on Nord Stream 2. And given that it's the US that's asked for this meeting, it's the US made the decision that they wouldn't impose the sanctions. Of course, the Germans are happy, but the Americans are making their concessions, both to the Russians and to the Germans. But it's more easy to say it was all in order to keep dear Angela happy.
All right. Any final thoughts before we wrap up this video, Alexander? Like I said, we'll find out in 4, 5, 6 hours what the outcome is behind closed doors.
My prediction is it'd be a very amiable, meandering discussion. Obviously, you don't want someone like Biden facing off against Putin all by himself. 5 hours is probably the most that can be managed, given the, shall we say, well-known infirmities. Nobody should expect any fundamental or big outcome. There'll be an agreement to discuss things about strategic weapons. The Russians feel themselves to be in a very strong advantage there, by the way. But nothing more will come of it. And in fact, the most likely outcome, as I've said many times, is that Biden will tell the Russians to push back on the Chinese, offer them money from this big infrastructure slush fund that we've been talking about, and the Russians will say no, and the Russians will be cross, and the Americans will be baffled, and then in a few weeks or months' time, it will be back to normal with the Americans rolling out more sanctions and the Russians taking all the various steps they need to take.
And in the meantime, the media will pick up the slack to cover for Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
And to demonize Putin.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely on the agenda,
absolutely.
Of course.
It goes without saying, as I said, the great hero will return from the battle. That's to say, Biden will, against the evil emperor. And the media will be full of praise. And in reality, nothing of substance will have been achieved.
Yeah, and they'll throw Trump in there as well, and they'll tie that into Trump as
well.
That's the media agenda. Yeah.
They'll be making all the contrasts between Biden standing up to the dark emperor and Trump appeasing him. And, of course, the reality is, and the Helsinki summit, so misrepresented, so misunderstood, went into far more substance than this one is doing.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there, guys. And of course, we will be following this story and reporting on it as we get more information.
More information. Exactly.
Exactly. All right, guys. Durant Shop, 10% off. I'm wearing my Russia shirt, Alexander, and I've got my USA mug. So there you go.
And I have my USA mug, too. So there we go.
All right. Take care, everybody.